My name is Ramon Pacheco Pardon, and the Department of European and International Studies at King's College London. Well, Greece has basically two very clear options. One of them is leaving the euro, the other one is staying in the euro. Now, if Greece wants to stay in the euro, the Greek population actually should vote for the bailout package actually to be passed and to be applied and to be approved by Greece. Now, the problem with this is that, first of all, Greece cannot actually manage its own currency. It is managed by the European Central Bank. So this will make Greece to remain uncompetitive for a number of, year, of years, actually. The other option is for Greece to actually leave the euro. Now, other countries in the past haven't left the euro, but what they have done is, for example, in the case of Argentina, it had the currency pegged to the dollar, and it decided to unpeg and actually to stop paying its debt. And this actually worked quite well for Argentina. So some people are actually saying that it might be better for Greece actually to go back to its own currency and be able to manage it in the short term. Obviously, in the long term, it would be far better for Greece to remain part of the euro. Mm. Politically, obviously, it would be a massive blow for the euro. Not a decade after it was created, then one country is actually leaving it. Not only one country, but Greece, which is a very important country in the history of Europe. So politically, I think it would be a major blow for the European Union. Now, even economically, I think it wouldn't solve many things because there are other countries also suffering from economic problems. So after Greece, the markets will turn on Italy, on Spain, on maybe on Ireland, maybe on France as well. So I don't think economically it's going to solve anything. So really for the European Union, it's better for Greece to stay inside the euro. Mm. We have 17 different economies that have to come together and reach decisions. The problem with this, of course, is that all other countries can actually take decisions much more quickly than the European Union. So in that sense, I think the measures they have approved and the measures that would be actually implemented if the referendum takes place and if the Greek population actually agrees to this, then the measures would be enough in the short term, but in the long term, we need to change economic governance in the European Union. And we really need a financial integration within the European Union. The three options that Greece can actually go for, I think, right now, the only politically feasible would be a referendum, because the Prime Minister has already said, I'm going to call for a referendum. So even if we have new elections, if we have a coalition government, then the new government that will come out of these elections, of this coalition between different parties, will receive pressure from the Greek population to actually have the referendum, because there isn't anything more democratic actually than having a referendum on what you want to do with your economic situation. So I think it would be politically very difficult for a new government to go back on the promise that Mr. Papandreou has done and actually call off the referendum.